Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello once again and welcome to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And I was listening to one of my favorite artists of all time, from one of my favorite
Beyonce?
Groups of all time. No.
Shakira.
No, George Harrison from the Beatles. You had to figure that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a song that I heard this week that I've always liked. It's and it got me thinking about goal setting. The name of the song is Any Road, and the refrain goes, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I think a lot of us tend to just travel that easy path, not really thinking about where it might take us, but the most successful among us are really good with goal setting, and they make plans to meet their goal.
Goal!
Yeah. It's not a soccer game.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's all right. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Not soccer, no. We're going to talk about goal setting and goals for just a little bit. Now, I know we've touched upon this before, but it's always good to revisit, and I think it might spark something today.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I think one of the most important things that you have to define when you're setting a goal is, what is your goal exactly?
Wow.
I know.
Cool. Were you up all night thinking of that one?
I was, as a matter of fact. I worked hard at this. You know, it's easy to say, hey, I've got lots of goals, but I think a lot of people don't actually stop to define exactly what their particular goal is. You might remember a few months back, we interviewed a gentleman by the name of Eric Potts, a former student of ours, and he told us plain and simply, his goal was to record a national commercial before he retired in the next 4 years. And that's an excellent goal. That's a clear picture of what he wants, and he's working very hard to achieve that. And I think he's going to succeed because he really knows what he's going for. If you don't know what it is you're trying to achieve, you're going to have a much more difficult time actually achieving it than if you know what that is ahead of time.
And I think what was key to Eric's goal is that he set a definitive time frame. That's important as well. Set one that's reasonable for you. And I feel, saying that 4 years out that he wants to reach that goal is a pretty good one for anybody. So don't be afraid to set something that's, a little far out. I don't mean far out by, wow, you'll never achieve that. I mean far out as far as time is concerned. And if you reach it before you expect to, well, then you just reset your goal going down the road.
That's right. And don't be afraid to set big goals for yourself. Eric wants to book a national commercial, and that's a big deal. It's a big job, but it's a completely reasonable goal. There are voice actors out there recording national commercials every single day. If your goal is to star in a Pixar film, for example, then make that your goal. Understand that it may take quite some time, and it certainly won't be an easy goal to achieve, but don't be afraid to aim big. You know, there's an old saying that I like, and I like to trot it out once in a while, and it is, don't be afraid to shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Oh, that's cool. Can I quote you on that?
Absolutely. Quote me, because it's not my quote.
Okay.
I just borrowed it from
somebody
else.
Is. I'm not making fun of that. That's a great idea, and it really will help you get there. I think it's also very important to tell others about your goals. There's one thing about having that kind of internal, I know I'm going to get there and this is my goal, but telling others about it will help you keep on path, all right? Mike, you set a great goal for yourself this past winter and you shared it with everybody in the office. I love it because you even came up with a catchy phrase that you called it. Tell everybody what you did.
That's right, Warren. I called it Operation Mary Jennifer Aniston. And it's going pretty well, I have to say.
Yeah, you're getting closer to that all the time.
Yeah, don't tell my wife. Well, actually, what happened is I just turned 35 a couple months ago. And around the beginning of the year, I thought, I think it's time for me to lose a little weight. I'd been trying to lose weight for a couple of years unsuccessfully. But I thought, coming up on 35, this is a good time to be able to look in the mirror, sort of a milestone age, and feel pretty good about myself. So the goal that I set for myself was what I called 35 by 35, which was I wanted to lose 35 pounds by my 35th birthday.
Cool.
And so that kind of mantra really kind of kept me going, 35 by 35. It was catchy. I could explain it to people pretty quickly. And like you said, I probably bored everyone here in the office quite a bit every week telling you about my weigh-ins.
Not
and
at all.
All
we
that
just
stuff.
Enjoyed eating the sweet stuff in front of you all
oh,
the time.
Oh, I know it. But the end result was by my 35th birthday, I actually had lost 25 pounds. I didn't quite get to the 35 mark. And I realized that had I given myself just about an extra month or two, I think I would have done it. I just didn't allow myself enough time to do it losing weight kind of the proper way, so to speak. But I was still very successful. I came very close to meeting my goal, and I'm on my way to continuing, so I'll be 35 by 35 and a half.
I like that even better. 35 by 35 and a half. Then people just look at you.
As long as that's not my dimensions.
Exactly. Well, our goal was to get through this whole session on goal setting, and I think we've done it.
Goal!
And we're still not playing soccer.
Warren tried to talk me out of doing that, but, you know, there's no stopping me sometimes.
I thought Bobby might be able to actually find the person that does that, you know, somewhere on...
You mean like a real authentic soccer player.
Exactly. Not somebody, you know, yelling into my earphones.
That's awfully high-tech for this podcast, Warren. I don't know about that.
Well, if voice acting sounds like fun to you, it's probably because it is. We'd like to invite you to learn more at one of our evening adult education classes. We call them Getting Paid to Talk. We travel the country presenting this introduction to voice acting, and we could be near you soon.
That's right. The week of May 31st, starting the day after Memorial Day, we'll be in Clifton, Tuckerton, and Bud Lake, New Jersey, and Buffalo, New York.
And let's not forget Medway, Chelmsford, and Hadley, Massachusetts, plus Augusta, Virginia. Now, it's easy to learn more about a class coming to your town. Just call our toll-free number, 1-866-887-2834.
Or you can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com, where you can also, you know, express your pleasure with our weekly podcast, ask questions, suggest topics, or maybe throw in some predictions for the World Cup this year.
Oh, he changed the wording on me. I wrote out, I thought, a very good line here, and he came up with a better one.
I got to roll with the punches.
Good.
You know, it's all about soccer today.
I like that very much. Very good. Well, we'll save this for another time. Thanks for joining us once again this week, and we'll catch you next time around here on Voice Coaches Radio. Take care.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
It's an easy...
It's so easy that I can't even say it. That's right. And what I... Yeah. Okay. Awesome.